from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Friday, June 26th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Shock, anger, and fear characterized the reaction of the Haitian community in Springfield as more than 15,000 people now face potential immediate deportation. Here's ONN's Marsha Augustin.
Many Haitians living in Springfield were using their temporary protection status to stay in the U.S. legally, away from the violence plaguing their country. But now, they could be deported in the near future. The U.S. Temporary Protected Status, TPS program, covers 16 countries. Protections were granted to Haitians back in 2010. Thursday's SCOTUS ruling allows the Trump administration to enforce the expiration date for the TPS program. Now, the Ohio Haitian community worries they will not be safe if they go back to Haiti.
A natural gas explosion in Twinsburg, southeast of Cleveland, destroyed three homes and damaged several others. ONN's Candace Hare has more.
A worker that was laying fiber line in the area hit that gas line. There was very little wind in the area at the time, and that meant that the natural gas wasn't able to disperse and started settling into the neighborhood. And as gas company crews headed to the scene, one home exploded. The blast destroyed three homes, severely damaging a dozen more, and left two people hurt. The company that was digging in the area, United Group, said that they were working in this area, adding via statement, quote, "We are cooperating with authorities and working to understand exactly what happened."
In southeast Ohio, continued rain is causing a severe risk for flash flooding. ONN's Amy Steigerwald has details.
Hawking, Pickaway, Ross, Pike, Scioto, Adams, and Highland counties face the most severe risk with as much as 6 inches of rain possible by Saturday afternoon. Rivers, creeks, streams, low-lying roadways, and urban areas are highly susceptible to sudden rising water. Heavy rain is expected in the area mid to late afternoon, continuing through the evening and overnight hours. Ground conditions are already highly saturated following a series of storms over the past 2 weeks, causing all rain to immediately become surface runoff.
In Columbus, defense attorneys for former Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy Jason Mead, who shot and killed Casey Goodson Jr. in 2020, asked to delay his sentencing, saying special prosecutors plan to try Mead a third time. ONN's Carla Rogner reports.
Jason Mead had a second trial this spring, and a jury found him guilty on the reckless homicide charge. But for a second time, a jury could not agree on the felony murder charge. Mead is scheduled to be sentenced next week on the reckless homicide charge. Prosecutors are seeking a 3-year prison term. We got the court filing from Mead's defense team, and now they're asking for a judge to reinstate his bond instead as they anticipate this third murder trial.
Ohio legislators have approved a measure that will provide a one-time property tax credit for homestead recipients. ONN's Angela Ann has the story.
According to the Ohio General Assembly, the homestead exemption program is for senior citizens, those who are disabled, and the surviving spouses of fallen first responders. Homeowners over the age of 65 must meet certain income requirements to qualify. This credit is available to residents who received either the homestead or enhanced homestead exemption in 2026. Those who are not currently under the exemption can still qualify for the 2027 credit. They have until October 3rd to apply. These tax credits come from a $350 million excess in state revenue.
In the Columbus area, some riders say they're dealing with long delays and missed routes on the Central Ohio Transit Authority's bus system. More from ONN's Tracy Townsend.
The Transit Authority says the problem is not a driver shortage. It has more than 700 operators on staff, and the bus recall is a manufacturer issue affecting transit systems across the country. COTA tells 10TV a manufacturer recall has sidelined 40 of its electric buses, reducing the number of buses available to serve riders. COTA says the repairs will begin next month, but could take several months to complete. COTA is also planning to buy 38 natural gas buses by the year 2027 to help make up for the lost capacity.
And in northeast Ohio's Trumbull County, a mother is suing her son over his lottery winnings, claiming he bought his winning ticket with money he stole from her. ONN's David Greenberg in Cleveland has details.
According to Cleveland.com, Margaret Saudi says her son, Philip, made unauthorized withdrawals from her bank account, totaling more than $6,500, then allegedly used that money to buy drugs and lottery tickets, with one ticket winning a large undisclosed amount. His mother says that money should go to her instead and is asking for the winnings to go into a trust until the court can rule on it.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.